The anguish Christ's mother must know. Yet Mary did not understand Christ's mission. Simeon had prophesied of him as a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the angels had announced the Savior's birth as tidings of joy to all peoples. God desired men to behold him as the Redeemer of the world. But many years must pass before even the mother of Jesus would understand. Mary saw not the baptism of suffering by which the Messiah's reign on David's throne must be won. In Simeon's words to Mary, "A sword shall pierce through thy own soul also," God in tender mercy gave to the mother of Jesus an intimation of the anguish that already for his sake she had begun to bear. "Behold," Simeon had said, "this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel. They must fall who would rise again. We must fall upon the rock and be broken before we can be uplifted in Christ. Self must be dethroned. The Jews would not accept the honor that is reached through humiliation. Therefore they would not receive their Redeemer. That the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. In the light of the Savior's life, the hearts of all, from the Creator to the Prince of Darkness, are revealed. Satan has represented God as selfish. But the gift of Christ testifies that while God's hatred of sin is as strong as death, his love for the sinner is stronger than death. Having undertaken our redemption, God will spare nothing necessary to the completion of his work. Having collected the riches of the universe, he gives them all into the hands of Christ, and says, 'Use these gifts to convince man that there is no love greater than mine. His greatest happiness will be found in loving me.'